Okay, today we're going to learn Perek Tes, Mishnayos Zayin and Ches in Maseches Klayim. So Mishnah Zayin talks about a person buys some clothing that might have shatnez. So generally the halacha is you have to get it tested. You're not allowed to wear clothing that has that might have shatnez. So Gemara talks about what do you need to check before wearing the shatnez, before wearing the clothing. What do you need to check for shatnez before wearing it? Habarsin v'habardesin. Barsin and bardesin. These are different types of wool sheets. V'hadalmas. V'haldal matkion, which is a type of underwear, umin alos hapinon, and certain type of shoes that are made from low quality wool, lo yilbash benachi yivdok. You're not allowed to wear them until you check to make sure that it doesn't have shatnez, because these are the kinds of wool that they'll often use linen threads to sew them together, so you can't, because it's a very common thing that it'll be a problem, so you're not allowed to wear them till it has shatnez. Even though bed sheets, obviously you're not wearing them, but you do lie down on them, skin directly contacting the sheets. Other wool garments, though, the Bartunura points out, would not be in this category because would not require checking, because they didn't commonly use linen at all in the garments. And if it's something that was not commonly used, then you didn't have to worry about it at all. Now the Bartunura points out that aval bizman hazeh shapishtan matzui bekol makom. Nowadays, that it's so easy to find linen, kulam tzrichim barishona bizman shel kulam tzrichim. Sorry, I skipped the line. Bedika. Every all begadim require bedika. Hilka chalokech begadim tefurim in anachri bizman hazeh lo yilbashat sheyivdak yafeh. So therefore, whenever you buy clothing, you can't wear it until you check it very well. So that's a major statement that the Bartunur is making. He's saying that the reason these things didn't have to be checked was because linen was not commonly available to them. So the pishton was not matzui b'kol makom, so the places where these garments were being produced, they didn't have linen, and that's why you don't have to check them. But if linen is commonly available to them, Bartunur seems to be saying you must check, even if it's not so common for linen to be in that kind of clothing. I think we normally assume la halacha not that way, that if you know that there's a type of clothing that they never use linen in that clothing, then it would not require checking for shatnez. In general, in halacha, we have a concept called that if something is a very minuscule possibility of being a problem, you don't have to check for a miut she'eino matzui. Where this comes up is in Hilchos Treifos, right? If you have an animal that gets shechted, so there are a million different treifos that are possibilities. We don't check for all the treifos. We check the animal's lungs. We don't check for all the other treifos. We're not looking at the krum shel moach or any of the other treifos in the animal. And the reason is because it's very uncommon to find the other treifos, so we have no obligation to go look for that which is very uncommon. So pashtus is, if you buy a beged where it's very, very uncommon for that type of beged to have shatnez, pashtus is you should not have to check for shatnez. But from this Bartunura, it certainly sounds like wherever linen is available, you do need to check for shatnez. But then the Mishnah goes on, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, "If items come from overseas, then you don't need to check, because then you could assume that it was made with hemp, that it wasn't made with linen. So there's not a concern that they use shatnez, because linen was very expensive in those places, and therefore, why would they use expensive linen? They would instead use hemp, right? That's why very, very often you'll find cheaper suits are very uncommon to have shatnez, because why would they use linen? Linen is still very expensive. So if it's very uncommon to have shatnez, it could be does not even require checking for shatnez. Again, ask your local rabbi, your local shatnez checkers, to find out the metzius and the halacha. And then the Mishnah says, "Uminal shel zered ein bo mishum klayim." If you have a boot or a shoe that's made out of zered, so then which is a type of wool, then it also doesn't have shatnez because it was not made with linen. So you could wear it without checking for shatnez. If you remember, a few years ago they had this whole issue with the Uggs, that they were choshesh that maybe the Uggs have shatnez in their and it certainly warms the foot, and you know, when it's plush, that's the whole reason people wear them, because they're very comfortable. I mean, other than just the marketing and the expense of it and whatever, but it's very comfortable. So that could be an issue if it taka has shatness, if it's a legitimate concern. So you have to look into it, see if it's actually a legitimate concern. Now, wool and linen are asur as shatness only if they're combined together at the right stages of their, meaning if I take a cloth that's fully woven of wool and a cloth that's fully woven of linen and put them next to each other, that is not shatness, certainly not on a daraisa level. So this Mishnah tells us, ein asur mishum kalayim ela tavoy va'aruk. Something is only going to be shatness if the threads were spun and woven. Now, a big discussion. What does that mean, spun and woven? Spun and woven separately or spun and woven together? So pashtus is that you spin the threads to create threads separately. You make wool threads and you make linen threads. And woven means that they're woven together into a single cloth. Only then is it going to be shatness. And where do we get that idea that it needs to be tavoy v'noz, that it needs to be spun and woven? Shenemar losil shatness. The pasuk says, "Don't wear shatness." What does the word shatness mean? It's a nutrikun. It's a contraction of three words: davar shu shua, tavoy vinuz. Shua means something that's smoothed out, because if you have just raw wool, it's really unworkable. It's all tangly and whatever. You need to smooth it out first. And then tavoy means to spin it into threads. And nuz means to be woven together. So spinning and weaving and the smoothing, the spinning and the weaving are necessary in order for beged to be a problem of shatness. So the Mishnah now says that word shatness teaches me something else also. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Nalois Umelis Hu Es Aviv Shabbat Shemayim Alav. That if a person wears shatness, he's turning away from the right path, and he's causing Aviv Shabbat Shemayim to turn away from him. He's causing Hashem to turn away from him. Shatnez, Nez is a reference to Nalois Umelis. And that's the terrible thing of wearing shatness. Because what makes it so terrible, the Rambam writes in the Perush HaMishnayos, what makes shatness so terrible is that there's no real taiva for shatness, right? Meaning you see a treifa piece of steak and it looks delicious, so there's a taiva for it. You see a beged that's shatness, there's no real taiva for shatness, because you can get the same beged that's just as nice and just as good if it's not shatness. So because it's something that doesn't involve an inherent taiva, it's mamish just rebelling against the Ribbono Shalom for no reason other than to rebel against the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, so to quickly review what we did today, in Mishnah Zayin, we learned that different types of begadim that you do need to check because it's common to have shatness, and others that you don't need to check because it's very uncommon to have shatness. And then in Mishnah Ches, we said that the word shatness itself teaches us two things. One thing, it teaches us that something's only going to be shatness on Doreis level if it's shua, tavu v'noz, if it's smoothed out and spun and then woven together after each thread has been smoothed out and spun. And it also teaches us that it's a complete rejection and turning one's back on the Ribbono Shel Olam for one to wear shatness. Bezus Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, and Mishnah Yod, and we will, Bezus Hashem, finish the Masechta.